It was 2 weeks ago that the church celebrated Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. And here at the cathedral, we recognized how unique it was that this year, Passover and Holy Week coincided exactly from minute to minute. And we were blessed by the fact that the Spanish language uses the same word, La Pascua, for Passover as it does for Easter. So, La Pascua. So I can say Felices Pascuas, which means Happy Easter. Or I guess Happy Passover, but Happy Easter, Felices Pascuas. So today, the Spanish language gives us another beautiful lesson, as I guess only a Romance language can do. Because the Spanish word esperar can have three equal meanings in English. The Spanish word esperar can mean to wait, to expect, or to hope. As someone said to me, what a beautiful Catholic meaning, that the same word can mean to wait, to expect, or to hope. Esperar. Now, if anyone is waiting and expecting and hoping this morning, it is probably these children preparing for your first communion. Raise your hand high if you're getting ready for your first communion. I think we have about 7 of you this morning. All right. How wonderful. All the masses today, all the masses next Sunday as well. So I want to share some words that mean something to us that came from Pope Francis. First of all, some words that he said 6 years ago. And then secondly, some words that he said, or gave us, I should say, just last Sunday. So 6 years ago, Pope Francis was visiting Bulgaria, and he celebrated First Communion with over 200 kids. And he said to them, how wonderful it is that this is your first communion, but even more wonderful that it is not your last. In fact, he said, I hope that you will have many communions in your life and that you will always be as joyful each time as you are today. What great words from our Holy Father. And how important that is, what it speaks to us, their parents, to all of our parents. That it is up to us to make sure that our children receive many holy communions, at least every Sunday, if not more, if we can. And then Pope Francis gave us his last words just a week ago. The only words that he was able to speak was good evening and happy Easter. But he wrote one last Easter message that was written and read for him. And he says something about the word esperar, to wait, to expect, and to hope. He said this, he said, the Lamb of God is victorious. That is why today we can joyfully cry out, Christ, my hope, has risen. The resurrection of Jesus is indeed the basis of our hope. For in the light of this event, hope is no longer an illusion. Thanks to Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, hope does not disappoint. There it is, hope, esperanza. So I thought, why not? If he said we can joyfully cry out, Christ, my hope has risen, then maybe we should do just that. Can you repeat it after me? Christ, my hope has risen.
Christ, my hope has risen.
How about again after me? Christ, my hope has risen.
Christ, my hope has risen.
One more time with all of our might. Christ, my hope has risen. How happy Pope Francis would be if only days after his death we would say his words from Easter Sunday, recognizing that we can all esperar, we can all wait and expect and hope, because it is a hope in the resurrection and eternal life that has come from Jesus, risen from the dead.